Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and sink into your inner stillness. Place one hand on your heart and the other hand on your hara, so your power center, where your womb space is if you are a woman. Imagine how you grow roots of light from your hara, from your power center, going down, down, down into the core of Mother Earth. Going deeper and deeper. Until you reach the core of Mother Earth. And there, these roots wrap around the center of Mother Earth, a center that glows with a golden light, the light of new creation, of new awareness, of new life. Feel how you connect with this golden center, deep within the Great Mother. And then feel and see and just allow this golden light to start to flow up, up, up your roots of light, going all the way up. In through the soles of your feet, into your legs, up to your root chakra and your pelvis, and into your hara, into your power center, which is your second chakra, and into your womb space if you are a woman. Let this space be filled with this golden light, this light of new life, new creations, new awareness. Then let this golden light continue to flow up, up, up into your solar plexus. And into your heart. Where it mingles and merges with the light in your heart, with your divine fire in your heart, igniting your heart's light even more. And then your heart's light and this golden light from the Great Mother, they weave together, so they both increase in strength. They both support and help each other shine even more brightly. So your heart is becoming like a beautiful, loving, compassionate golden sun. And then this light from your heart continues to flow up into your throat chakra, into your third eye between your eyebrows, and into your brain, into your crown chakra. And then up, up, up into the heavens, to the moon and the stars, where it mingles with the light from the moon and the stars. And then this light continues journeying up, up, up to the sun itself. And then all the way up to the light that exists in heaven. And now let the light from the heavens and from the sun and the moon and the stars flow down, 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 back into you. And just allow yourself to receive this light. Feel how you allow the light from the sun to recharge you, to revitalize you, to restore you to life itself. Feel how you let the light from the moon fill you with softness and intuition and magic and inner guidance, so you can always find your way home, however dark the night is. Feel how the light from the stars fill you with new visions and dreams, with miracles and trust, with a sparkling light, so you shine like a beautiful star in the midnight sky. Feel how you are connected with Mother Earth, with the heavens, the stars, the moon and the sun. And let yourself receive their love for you by filling yourself up with light. We will soon journey, and for this journey, feel how the light from heaven flows down into your consciousness like angelic wings, and how these angelic wings, they start to lift you up, 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 up into the heavens. It's like an angel from heaven, like your own guardian angel or spirit guide, is taking you on a journey now. Up, up, up you journey. Higher and higher you go through the Earth's atmosphere into the darkness of the cosmos. Up, up, up to the sun, and then through the sun, as if the sun is a portal into another dimension, taking you into the world of spirit. And here, in the world of spirit, you now find your own sacred place, the place you go to connect with your spirit guides, your mentors, and angelic beings. So find this sacred place now. Perhaps it's a cave, a temple, a forest, a library, a mountain. Just let yourself find this sacred place for you now. And in this sacred place, you meet all those that are helping you from the world of spirit. Perhaps it's your ancestors, guardian angels, ascended masters, spirit guides, and power animals. Just notice who are here for you. One of the beings that are here for you now steps forward to be the spokesperson for them all, like your own spiritual guide today. Ask this guide now how you are meant to be of service. How can you best share your light? Which steps are you meant to take? Is there anything else your guide wants you to know and learn? Now let yourself receive guidance from all these beings that are here for you, from your ancestors, spirit guides, and spiritual mentors. Let them answer any questions you have, or perhaps give you messages and insights. Trust whatever feels right for you. So I will be quiet now for a little while so you can let this communication take place. All the beings here that are here for you from the spirit world, they now give you a gift that will help you on your journey. Notice what this gift is. What does it represent? How can it help you? How are you meant to use it? As you are in this sacred place now, surrounded by your helpers from the spirit world, it's time for you now to set your new intention for the next coming months, your new commitment to yourself, which will be like the compass you follow. Notice what this new intention, this new commitment is for you. Then thank everyone who's here with you. And then together with your gift, your new commitment to yourself, and all your insights and learnings, imagine now how you journey out into the future. So 3 months from now, and notice what steps you need to take, what changes you need to make, which actions you need to set aside time for in order for you to extend your light so you can expand into who you are becoming. Continuing journeying out into the future to 6 months from now, and notice how you're being, what you're doing, and who you are becoming. How is your daily structure supporting you in being all that you're meant to be? Then continuing journeying into the future, so 9 months from now, and notice how you're being, what you're doing, and who you are becoming. And then continue to journey out into the future to 12 months from now. And notice how you are being, what you are doing, and who you are becoming. And as you're standing here 1 year from now, let yourself see even further out into the future and send your light from your heart all the way out into the future. And see how the light from heaven blends with your light, lifting you up, giving your wings, spiritual wings, so you can fly. Fly, fly with ease and joy and freedom into a future filled with love and miracles and expansion. And bless it all. Bless your whole future. And as you fly back, back from 1 year from now, feel how you sprinkle your blessings, your gratitude, your love into your life, onto your path. So this can light up your path and guide you every step of the way. And keep sprinkling all of this into your life until you come back, back, back to the portal in the sun. And through this portal, back down into the Earth's atmosphere. Coming down, 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 back to Earth, bringing all this light with you. And then back into the here and now. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let all your insights and learnings flow deeply into the very essence of your being. And let us say a prayer. Thank you, Spirit, for this amazing journey I am on. Thank you for guiding me to how I can be a conduit for your abundance, your light, and your grace. Thank you for healing me so I am able to receive your blessings from Mother Earth and from the heavens, so I can share these blessings with others, knowing that you are my true source. And therefore I can freely give to others in the way you would want me to. Thank you for filling my mind with so much light and my heart with so much love that I can see the innocence in others instead of their guilt, and so I can also see myself the way you see me. I am ready to be that change that I am seeking. To be the light that shines like a star in the night, helping to remind others that they are meant to shine like the beautiful star that they are too. In this way, we can all shine together like a million stars, lighting up our midnight sky. I'm ready to serve you, to take my place and to step up. Fill my mind with your clarity and send me signs, big, undeniable signs, so I know in my heart how I may best serve the light, so I may walk the path you have planned for me, the path that is for the highest good of all. And when you notice I'm taking a wrong turn, then feel free to make it crystal clear to me that there is another choice available for me. I trust in you because I know I have angels walking in front of me and angels standing behind me. I can feel that I even have angels lifting me high up into the sky so I can soar freely. I can feel Mother Earth holding me and the sun, the moon and the stars guiding me. I can feel my spiritual wings and I am ready to take off and fly with spirit as my compass, my true north, guiding me on this amazing journey. I am ready to let spirit take the lead. And so it is. Then take another breath in. And as you breathe out, find yourself coming back to normal waking consciousness, feeling refreshed, balanced, and filled with an immense inner peace, ready to continue your day. Then take some time now to write down all your insights, learnings, advice, and guidance you've been given from the world of spirit. I will let the music be on for 5 minutes, so you have time to do this now.